Stories from the past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of this program, Lantern, we have an interesting story, and I invite you to listen to it. The title of today's story is Dr. Goldsmith. There was once a king, a kind man whose name was Oliver Goldsmith. He wrote many delightful books, some of which you will read when you are older. He had a gentle heart. He was always ready to help others and to share with them anything that he had. He gave away so much to the poor that he was always poor himself. He was sometimes called Dr. Goldsmith, for he had studied to be a physician. One day, a poor woman asked Dr. Goldsmith to go and see her husband, who was sick and could not eat. Goldsmith did so. He found that the family was in great need. The man had not had work for a long time. He was not sick, but in distress. And as for eating, there was no food in the house. "Call at my room this evening," said Goldsmith to the woman, "and I will give you some medicine for your husband." In the evening, the woman called. Goldsmith gave her a little paper box that was very heavy. "Here is the medicine," he said. "Use it faithfully, and I think it will do your husband a great deal of good. But don't open the box until you reach home." What are the directions for taking it?" asked the woman. "You will find them inside of the box," he answered. When the woman reached her home, she sat down by her husband's side and they opened the box. What do you think they found in it? It was full of pieces of money, and on the top were the directions: "To be taken as often as necessity requires." Goldsmith had given them all the ready money that he had. Thank you very much. Really, that was a very interesting story. And we'll listen to the points of this story and the continuation of Lantern. Be with us.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum and welcome to Lantern, our topic of discussion that is sadaqah or alms, what is known generally as alms. Sadaqah or alms refer to the money or property donated to poor people for the sake of God. According to Islamic doctrines, it is not permissible to acquire money or property by every means, as it is not permissible to spend money in every way. One of the most recommended ways to spend one's money is to give it as alms or sadaqah. According to verses of the Holy Quran, there are two sorts of alms: obligatory and recommended. So we have definitely two types of alms or sadaqah. One is obligatory and the other one is recommended. Quranic verses have also specified ways in which alms should be spent. According to hadith and narrations, giving one's money as alms doesn't lead to decrease in one's possessions. Rather, it leads to its increase. So this is what has been said even by one of the infallibles, that said that I guarantee that one's possessions and property will get... will find a high increase in case they pay their alms. So let's again talk about the concept itself. Alms is the money spent for the sake of God, as I said, such as zakat. However, the term sadaqa is used for the money spent as a recommended action. Whereas zakat is used for the money given as an obligatory duty, giving one's money for the sake of God is called tasadduq, that is sadaqa or alms, and the money spent in this way is called sadaqa. About the importance of this concept, or let's say the concept of sadaqa or alms, or alms giving, according to the Quranic verse in chapter 9, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah himself receives the alms. أَلَمْ يَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهُ يَقْبَلُ التَّوْبَةَ عَنْ عِبَادِهِ وَيَأْخُذُ الصَّدَقَاتِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهُ وَالتَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Do they not know that it is Allah who accepts the repentance and his servants and receives the charities, and that is Allah who is the all-clement, all-merciful? According to tafsir Namuna of Ayatollah Makarem Shirazi, this verse shows the significance of alms. It encourages Muslims to give alms and tells them to respect people to whom they give their alms and zakat, since they are received by God. According to a hadith from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, alms goes to the hand of the person in need only after it goes to the hand of God. That is, first it goes to the hand of God, and after that it goes to the hand of the needy or the poor. The lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
So there are some types of alms or sadaqa that we want to talk about. That we mentioned actually the two types, but we need to talk about them in details. One is obligatory. What do we mean by obligatory alms or sadaqa? In this type of alms, the person has the religious obligation to give a specific portion of his or her possessions to a specific people under certain conditions. Something like zakat, khums, and fitriya are instances of such alms. Now, let's talk about the recommended ones. What are the recommended alms or sadaqah? This sort of alms has no specific amount. It is recommended to give any amount of one's money to any person in need for the sake of God. So, is there any features or conditions, or are there any features or conditions for that? Definitely, yes. As we mentioned in some of the hadith, or let's say as based on our understanding of the narrations, hadith and the Holy Quran, certain conditions need to be met in order for the alms to be valid. It should be from one's legitimate possessions and property. Then it's better to be given in secret. It should not be accompanied by reproaching the person who is given the alms. So we have to be careful not to reproach and belittle the person or underestimate the person. The alms that we are going to give should be out of pure intention for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pure intention. And the next point is that it has to be from the possessions that one likes rather than the ones that one wants to get rid of. Sometimes I have, let's say, a cloth, let's say a shirt, or I don't know, trousers that I want to get rid of. I give it as alms. No, it's not. So it should not be like that. The person who gives alms should never take himself or herself to be a real owner. Rather, they should take themselves to be intermediaries between God and his people. That is, I'm not giving something from my own real possessions. Whatever is at my hand, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, who are eligible people for alms? Who are the ones who are eligible for the alms? I want to share some points about the eligible, let's say, community or addressees of the alms. According to Al-Quran, and they are eight classes of people who are eligible for alms. The poor people, that is fuqara, the needy one, that is masakin, those who are employed to collect zakat, those whose hearts have been recently reconciled to Islam, al-mu'allafatu qulubuhum, that is for the ta'lif of qulub, for the closeness of the hearts, the emancipation of slaves, those in debt if they have not committed any crimes. So I hope that you find this show beneficial, and I'd like to invite you to listen to us in our upcoming sessions where we shall talk about some other issues. Till then, I'll leave in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu.